This is TWiT.
The Microsoft Build Developers Conference began today in San Francisco. Here's a roundup of what we learned. Visual Studio Code, that's the name of the new cross-platform code editor for Windows, OS X, and Linux. This is the first cross-platform version of Visual Studio ever. The company also announced that Windows 10 will be able to run reworked iOS and Android apps, as we mentioned before. And the much-hyped HoloLens also made an appearance. HoloLens is the augmented reality platform Microsoft announced in January. Today, developers and journalists at Build got to see Windows 10 universal apps in holograms, and they were promised that they would soon be able to develop for HoloLens, but no word yet on when the augmented reality headset will ship. Microsoft also unveiled its new web browser that will debut in Windows 10. The stripped-down browser will replace Internet Explorer and will officially be called Microsoft Edge. One big announcement that was missing today was a release date for Windows 10. They've promised the summer, and some leaked information leads us to believe that that release will be in July, but there's still no official word. David Bitow, co-founder of the anonymous social app Secret, announced that he would soon be shutting down the service. Secret launched in February of last year. It was one of the first apps where people could anonymously post their thoughts. Bitow says he created the app to promote open creative expression, but that the double-edged sword of anonymity has turned his venture into something that no longer represents his original vision. It's good to know that his original vision did not include creating a better, prettier, more efficient way for people to cyberbully each other. TechCrunch reports that the company will give back the $35 million that they raised. Today's Instagram announced their first vertical content channel at Music to showcase popular and emerging artists around the globe. According to a blog post, the channel will show you a different side of the musical artists you already know and love. This is the first Instagram account dedicated to a particular topic, although it isn't the only internally operated channel on Instagram. At Instagram is dedicated to showing interesting and positive ways people use the service. In other words, not your bathroom selfies. And finally, you think your bills for internet access are high? Meet Ron Dorf, an 83-year-old California resident who just got a bill from AT&T for $24,000. That's a lot of high-speed internet access, except the fact that Dorf was accessing the internet through his AOL dial-up subscription. According to the LA Times Consumer Reporter, the man tried to contact AT&T to find out why his bill was so high. And although they sent out a technician twice, they said that Dorf was on the hook for the $24,000. But of course, when the LA Times called AT&T on Dorf's behalf, they changed their tune pretty quickly. Apparently, Dorf's modem was dialing a long-distance number and would remain connected, racking up the high bill. The LA Times was able to convince AT&T to waive the fee.